Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
That's an excellent question. How to get back on track and do what you know is right in your heart without being distracted. Hello, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This is also the old Talk to a Pastor program, okay? Let's begin. Very good question. Well, that's our problem. We all get off track. We get distracted. But it's a very key, it's a very insightful remark that he made there. Because when you are distracted, you are automatically off track. When you are distracted, you fall away from full awareness. And it's only with full awareness. It's only in awareness that you can bring to bear your higher powers. When I say higher powers, I mean common sense, reason, okay, understanding, wisdom, and even beyond that, not to mention insight. And so you need your higher powers in order to function well in life, in order to have a safe life, in order to have a fulfilled life and to have better relationships with your partner, with your kids, and with other people. You need understanding and wisdom to relate to people. Have you noticed how a lot of people need understanding? And if you relate to them with anger, with hostility, with hurt feelings, see, or if you try to use people, or you try to manipulate them, then you fall flat on your face. And worse, you know, you hurt them, especially if it's your partner, your kids. So you need wisdom, you need understanding, and you can only find that when you are aware. So when you are distracted, I mean, the next time, let's say you're driving down the freeway, and you start thinking about something, you start thinking about what happened at the office, you're distracted. Or you start thinking about what you're going to do after you get home, you're distracted. Or you start thinking about what you need to buy at the store, you're distracted. Or you're thinking about what somebody said to you that upset you, you're distracted. And when you're distracted, you're not fully aware. Okay? You're not fully aware of what's happening around you. And in fact, like I've said so many times, you can drive right past the exit you should have taken. And then you say, well, what's that all about? I recently heard a guy say, and he said he was out driving, and he drove for, I don't know, half an hour or something. And then when he thought back on the trip, he couldn't remember. He couldn't remember going through any of the lights or stopping at any of the stop signs or going around any of the corners. He couldn't remember any of it because he was so distracted. That's scary. Well, if you live your life that way, if you buy things and sell things and have relationships with people and talk to your kids and you do things in a distracted way, then you're going to make mistakes and you won't have your full powers, okay? And you won't have understanding and you won't have reason and you won't have common sense and you won't have grace, okay? So here's a little hint. You find God when you are in the aware state. You fall away from God when you fall into a distracted state, when you fall into thinking, worrying, doubting, fearing, planning, scheming, okay? And when you fall into emotions that go along with that, worry and anger and planning and scheming and so on. So therefore, let's talk about finding the aware state so that you can fail less, fall less, get off track less, and eventually not get off track at all. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about getting back on track and how to do what you know is right in your heart without getting distracted. And let me continue with that important topic. You see, let's talk about relationships, because I just made a nice little commercial there about my book, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I'm going to talk about that book more. I don't talk about it enough. It's just an excellent book. It also has several chapters about improving your relationship with your kids, your little kids, your teenage kids, or your adult kids. Okay, see, a lot of people made mistakes when they were younger. They got married, they had kids, and they were young, and they were angry, and they fought, and they were selfish. Maybe there was a divorce, okay? And the kids suffered. And now such people are older, okay? 10 years older, 20 years older, 30 years older, and communication is not good with their kids. And now they realize they made mistakes, okay? And they would like to reconcile with their kids. Or they would like to, you know, have a relationship again with their kids. Well, and I think this book would be a good one for you to read. Now, it is tough love. It's tough love, because I'm not going to sugarcoat everything and say that you were a wonderful person and it wasn't your fault. Well, you probably weren't a wonderful person. You were probably selfish, okay? And you were angry. And you fought with your wife or your husband. See, you had expectations. You wanted to get your needs met. Okay, maybe you bought into all the talk out there about getting your needs met. So you wanted your needs met. When you weren't getting your selfish needs met, then you became frustrated and angry. See? Well, now you're older and hopefully a little bit wiser. Now you can see that you made some mistakes. So this would be a good book. It would explain how it happened, okay? And how to reestablish a proper life, okay? And maybe reestablish some communication with your kids. Now we're talking about getting back on track again. See, that seems to be today's theme. And I said that when you're distracted, okay? And I gave the example. See, I want to keep this all very, very simple so you can follow me. You know, I go into great depth in my books and in my some of my YouTube video lectures. I go into great depth. But here I've got to keep it very simple. Okay? So this will get you started. Then you can get my books and read my books and watch my lectures. See, if you want more in-depth coverage of these topics. But let me just keep it very simple. You remember I gave the example, if you're driving down the freeway and you miss your exit, and then you can't remember any of the turns you made or anything because you were so lost in thinking about what happened at the office or what you were going to do or what you were going to eat or what he said or what she said, or lost in some kind of dream world, fantasy, you see? Well, most people live their whole lives that way. So now look at the relationship with your partner and with your kids, okay? So there you are, and you're not totally there. You don't have full awareness. What you've done is you've fallen into something. You've fallen into thinking, or you've fallen into emotions. So in that thinking soup, reminiscing and planning for the future and worrying and your emotions, you're lost down there, and so you don't have full awareness to deal with your partner or your kids and life's delicate moments. We'll talk more about this topic after this very important break. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Life could be oh so good and oh so sweet if you could just learn to be in the present moment and not lost in worries, doubts, fears, and emotions, okay? Well, do you remember when you used to watch some of the old television programs from long ago, maybe from the 50s or the 60s? Even if you're a young person, you might have seen some of them as reruns on television or, you know, on the internet. And did you notice back then how everything seemed bright and optimistic? There was a sweetness, there was an innocence, there was a wholesomeness, okay? You could see it even in the television shows. I mean, those were just actors. That's all they were actors. But somehow there was a brightness and a sweetness and a goodness and a wholesomeness in the land at that time. Well, it's still there. It's still there. Okay, but your life, you don't sense that in your life now. What do you sense now? Confusion, okay, worry, stress, issues, okay. Well, So what's gone wrong? Well, I say that you have fallen into a state of mind where you are removed from that brightness, that sweetness, that innocence, and that wholesomeness. You know, you once were close to it when you were a little child. Do you remember when you were a little child? Before you were slapped around and pushed down and teased and bullied and pressured. Before there was school pressure and performance pressure and grade pressure and academic pressure and peer pressure and sex pressure and drug pressure. You remember long ago when you were a little child? Life was sweet, and you leapt from bed in the morning, like I've always said. You ran barefoot over the carpet, looking forward to a day of adventure and discovery. Okay? Well, so you were very close. You were closer to God. You were closer to innocence and sweetness and brightness and wholesomeness at that point than you have ever been since. Since that point, you have fallen away from it. You have fallen and fallen. And now, you live in a different world than you lived back then. Now you live in a world of, like I said, unhappiness, bitterness, anxiety, issues, okay, worry, confusion, see? So how did that come to pass? How did it come to pass? Well, that's what I've been talking about this whole program. You fell away from the state of mind in which you had the brightness and the sweetness and the innocence and the wholesomeness. And you fell into thinking, worrying, doubting, fearing. Okay? And when you fell into that state, that distracted state. And that distracted state also includes, of course, all kinds of emotions, whether they're excessive excitement or jealousy or anger or rage or hurt feelings or all of that. Those emotions and those thoughts, they pull you down until you're pretty soon you're submerged in a soup of thoughts and worries and emotions. And down there, that is the distracted state. Okay, so the same state that you fall into when you're driving on the freeway and you get lost in thinking about what happened, and then you drive right past the exit, that same state is the state you're in when you're worried about something, or when you're angry about something, or when you resent something, or someone, or you fear something, or you want something too much, or you're too excited about something, or totally caught up in something that you've made too important, like a video game, for example, or music. So when you're totally lost in your music, you're not in the aware state. And then when you're not in the aware state, when your child comes up to you, or something happens, some issue you need to deal with, or your partner is there, then you don't have full awareness. You don't have grace. You don't have common sense. You don't have wisdom. You don't have understanding. So this is very important to refine the state in which you're not lost and distracted, but you're back with full awareness and in command of your full powers to deal with wisdom and grace with people.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear His word? Sometimes I can't hear His word, and I am explaining to Him and explaining and trying to tell Him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio,
that sign. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I began today's program with a call from a listener who asked about getting back on track and doing what he knows is right in his heart instead of being distracted. And I spent this program talking about that. And so now you see that when you are in this distracted state, this lowered state of mind, lost in thoughts and fantasy and emotions, you have fallen away from what you once had a long time ago when you were a little child. Now, if you had been able to hang on to that, see, if you had never resented, if you had never made anything too important, if you hadn't longed for the world and what other people seemed to have, you see, you saw other kids, they seemed to have nicer clothes, or they were more popular, or they were smarter, or the teacher liked them better, or they had more boyfriends or girlfriends, and you were tempted by that. And so you stepped away from what you knew in your heart, and you conformed to the pressure of the group and all of what was going around you, and teacher pressure and school pressure and academic pressure, and everywhere was pressure. And then you began to conform, and when you did, you knew you were losing something, but the world was too strong for you. See, if your father had been stronger than the world, see, if your father had always been in rapport with that inner ground of good, if he himself hadn't been distracted, see, if he himself had been able to hang on to it, then you would have known that it was there, and he would have helped you to withstand the pressures. But as it was, you began to resent the pressures, and then you began to conform, and before you knew it, you were out in the world doing what everyone else is doing, and smoking marijuana and whatever else they were doing. And you knew you lost something. And so, in order to not face what you had lost, well, then you began to get lost in study, or lost in music, or lost in something or other, texting, to distract yourself from what you had lost. And then to compensate for what you had lost, you reached out to the world, see, and tried to get from the world, tried to get love from the world, tried to get innocence from the world, and see, understanding from the world, and all those things, but the world can't give them to you. There's very little out there. Most people are lost sheep, just like you, but they're very compensated, some of them. So they seem very clever and very, very clever. But it's compensation for what was lost. So now what you need to do is refine that state. In fact, if you read the Sermon on the Mount, if you read the translation of the Kabbalist manuscript, a manuscript was found written in Aramaic, and it was very nicely translated by the Yonan Codex Foundation to maintain the essence of the original Aramaic language, like what Jesus spoke. And if you read the Sermon on the Mount, where it begins with the Beatitudes in the translation from the Aramaic, Christ says, a heavenly attitude is theirs, or a heavenly state. Okay? So that's what you need to find, this heavenly state, this heavenly attitude, where there is brightness and wholesomeness and innocence and goodness, okay, and wisdom and understanding and a whole host of wonderful joys and virtues. And so now you know why I always talk about the meditation, the very special meditation that I've made, which is free, incidentally, completely free. I have a free version. It's like 6 minutes long. Because it's the moment. It's the moment that we need to focus on. Okay, if you can learn to live the moment wisely, then you'll be able to live the minute wisely, and the hour wisely, and the day wisely, and a lifetime wisely. So please check out the meditation that I've made at SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Love is there. Joy is there. Okay, happiness is there. Peace of mind is there. You just have to find it and grasp it. And no longer doubt what you know in your heart. And learn to live in God's beautiful present, where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the clouds are puffy and beautiful. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.